We are on the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a conversation, actually an actual conversation that was taking place between Doeg HaAdomi and others, because Shaul HaMelech had asked, you know, who's this guy David, what's the story with him, and the Gemara records originally his question was just like, you know, is, you know, who's he from? Is he from Peretz? Is he from Zerach? Because, you know, is he going to be a king versus he's going to be, you know, just a hush of a person? And Doeg says, what are you talking about? You should ask whether he's even, you know, kasher lavo bakal. If after all, he's supposed to marry Michal if he's successful in defeating Goliath. So they go back and forth. Ammonia v'la ammonis, mo'avila v'la mo'avis. Because, again, because David's great-great-great-grandmother was Rus ha-Mo'aviyah. And Doeg has answers to every time they, you know, to those questions, to those proofs. And he says, if that's true, mamzer v'lo mamzeres, mitzri v'lo mitzris. The question, no, that's because here it says, they didn't come out, right? The Moavim did not come out to bring us bread and water when we were passing through their land. And that's normal for darko sha'ish to go out, not the derech of a woman to have to go out. Doeg says, what do you mean? Let the man go out to the men and women go out to the women. Which women should also still be, on the hook here. And when he asked that question back, Ishtik didn't have an answer to him, right? So the Gemara then continued on the Vav and Sol said, okay, so then the Melech says, so ask Ben Miza Ha'alem. And we can say, why the language of Na'ar versus the language Ha'alem? So to say that the Halacha Nis'ama Mimcha, right? So what happened? So say Vishal Bebeis HaMedrash. So they said that, go ask the Shal in the Beis HaMedrash. So Shal, he asked the question, Amrle, Amon of Lamonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Now we're at the top of the Ein Zayin Aleph. So the Gemara said, Akshiv Lahu Doeg Kolahani Kushiyosa v'ishtiku. Right? So he asked all his questions, and the Beis Din didn't have an answer. So it's a problem. So what's going on here? What are we going to do? It sounds like David HaMelech was going to be in trouble. So by Lachruze Alei, they wanted to make a declaration about him that David HaMelech is asur lavo bakal. So immediately the following conversation took place. So the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, V'yamasa ben ish ushmo Yisra ha-Yisraeli asher bo el avigal bas nachash. Okay, so that's one. The Navi talks about this individual, Amasa, who was the son of a man. His name was Yisra. Right, and he was who was together with this woman Avigal Bas Nachash. Uksiv. The pasuk also says Yeser HaYishmaeli. There's a different pasuk in different Yom that refers to this same individual as Yeser HaYishmaeli. So which one is he? Is he Yisra Yisraeli or Yeser HaYishmaeli? So Amar Rava Malamed Shachagar Charbo Ki Yishmael, that Yeser, you know, took his sword like Yishmael, because the Yishmaelim were known for their willingness to battle and to go to fight. Any person who doesn't listen to this halacha will be stabbed with a sword. This is the Kabbalah that I have from the Bezin of Shmuel, that the halacha is Amoni v'lo Amonis, Mo'avi v'lo Mo'avis. Right, so that's the Mesorah. The Mesorah is that's the drush. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. Umi Meheman, how could you believe him? Right? How could you believe? How could you believe Yasser or Yisra for giving this statement? Va'amar Rabbi Abba Amarav, Kol Talmid Chacham Shemor Halacha Uba Im. So any Talmid Chacham gives a halacha, where halacha was stated, and he shows up and says, it says the halacha Im Kodem Maisa Amra Shomlo. If it's before this whole thing has taken place already. So then, fine, we listen to him. Vim lav ain't shomalo. But if not, then we don't listen. What are you talking about here? Look at Rashi. Im kodem maisa tap Rashi shabasa hora layado. Right. So if all this, you know, he has the halacha. Oh, look. No. I know the din. It's the following. Right. If that goes, v'shna tamida bebeis hamedrash v'shem rabo. He taught this, you know, well before shomalo. Right. B'shas hora. Vim lav ain shomalo shema machmas meisa habaliyado amar. Meaning he says, oh, I'll tell you teretz to the whole problem. The answer is the following drasha. Whoa! If the answer to the drasha comes now because there's a problem here, right? And we're going to see Tyson's going to it's going to talk about this also. If his drasha here is new, he never taught it, never gave a shiur with this answer before, and only now when we're in a pickle, he comes up with the answer. So that's not so we're not so fast to accept such an answer. But if it was, before, if he had already taught this halacha many times before, now's the case where this halacha is going to be helpful, or this answer will be helpful, then we listen. Look at Rashi. Because you might ask, what are you talking about? That happens all the time. Every time you come for a psak, you go to a Talmud Chacham, he says, oh, I'll tell you the answer, right? And he sometimes comes up with a chiddush to give the answer. So what do you mean? Look at the top Tosfos. On the top left, Im Kodem Maisa, Amr Shomer Lo, Amr Bin Itam, Dahainu Davka Heicha Dehu Atzmo Nogea Bedavar. Right, what's the point? And the point is that Yisra was no gave it. It affected him. Why? Because going Yisra shahayet sarich la osahara. He needed this pshat. He needed this psak. Why? Sharei bas Yishai nasa. He married Yishai's daughter. Right, so he's David's brother-in-law. Right. So if the psak is going to be, if it's Moaviv lo Moavis amoniv lo amonis. It's going to help him out very well. It means his wife is Jewish. And Mataris Lava Bakal, sorry. If it's not, so then he's going to be in big trouble. So that's what we mean to say, that it depends on whether they taught the halacha before or not. If it's in effect you, you can't now all of a sudden come up with a chiddush, which is going to help your case. You're no yebba davar. You can't be objective in such a case. But look, so just go to the bottom of the Tosfos. He brings a couple of, proofs that Yeser was, Kiddush Siva Sharbal Avigail Bas Nachash. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra, who was that? The Gemara says that there are certain individuals who died only because of the snake. What do you mean because of the snake? Meaning that the Nachash was the one who got Adam Chava the sin. Right? So if it wasn't that because Adam Chava sin, now people die. And there are certain individuals, Yishai is one of them who's quoted, that they never would have died, ever. They never did any Averos. So they only died because of the mistake, the pushing of the Nachash who got Chavada sin. Otherwise, these individuals would never have died because they never did anything wrong. So Yishai is one of those people, so that's why she's called Bas Nachash, the daughter of the one who died because of the Nachash. Fine, but look at the bottom of Tosfos, Aval, 3 lines in the bottom, Aval, Yimein Srichin Lo Sahara, right, but if you don't need the Halacha, right, if he doesn't need it himself, Shomin Lo Afa Bishalo Amra Ad Shas Maisis. And then, of course, we'll listen, even if he only answers the question now, right? So when people go to Moshe Feinstein, and you didn't know what to do, and he'd say a pshat, which was a big chiddush in a tshuva. Of course, you listen to him. That's what Talmid Chacham do for us. But if it's nogeya to you, so then it has to be something you've taught already beforehand. Fine. So that's the reason why they asked. Why would they listen to Yeser? After all, he only came up with the answer now. So go back to Gemara. So the Gemara now says, so what's the answer? Shani hacha. No, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is that Shmuel, this wasn't his answer. It wasn't his chiddush. This was Shmuel and his bezdin were still around. They had given this psak, and he's just quoting them. He's not saying his own concept. Look at Rashi. Shmuel based dino kayam umilsa David the gluye who velo meshaker bahe. You can check, right? If someone says, Rabbi Shechter says as follows, so much easier for a person to believe them. Why? Because someone can go ask for Shechter, go ask for Shechter's Talmidim, and find out if it's really true that he said such a thing. Right. So this guy, so yes, Yisra here now giving this answer and saying that the Shmuel and their bezdin, I have mesor from them. Moavi v'lo Moavis, Amoni v'lo Moavis, Amonis. So it's not hard to believe him because in the end of the day, you can just go check. And it's a Misa David Leguia, it would eventually be found out if he was lying. Fine. So you see, they accepted this. They accepted this based on the psak of Shmuel and Bezin. So and why did they accept it? Basically, the reason they accept it is because this is no longer a drasha. This becomes like a kabbalah, right? And something Rabbi Shlomo actually writes, it's like halacha Moshe Misinai, right? That miku kach miku blani. This is the mesora I have from them. So once we've seen this many times. If it's a svara, right? If it's a svara, so then I have questions to ask, right? Well, maybe it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, I can answer you back. If it's a halacha Moshe Misinai, there's nothing to talk about. Right? It makes sense. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make a difference. That's the halacha. But the Gemara says, "It's still a little hard. There's still a kasha. It's not perfect. It's still a problem." So it says, "Gemara hachi targumo kol kvuda bas melach penima." No, I'll explain to you that the pasuk says kol kvuda bas melach penima. Right? That that the Bas Melech, a princess, a Bas Yisrael, so she's more stays inside more tsanua. Word more about it's not their derech to go out, right? So that's one answer. V'marava amrei v'tent, meaning even to go out l'chora, even women to women in that case, the Moavi women to go to the Moavis. So that would have been the Moavis women to come to the Benos Yisrael, still would have been not the normal derech. V'marava amrei n'arusel, they say v'tem Rabbi Yitzchak amar kra v'yamru elav ayisar yishdecha v'gomer. Right? They say to Avram, where's your wife? And what's the answer? She was in the tent. Again, that was the normal derech for things to be like that. So therefore, again, it didn't really make sense. You can't hold them accountable, the women at that point, for not going out, because that wasn't the normal derech for them to go out in public like that. Rashi says he neva ohel, the last wide line in Rashi. The ain derech isha latzeis mibesa. It wasn't the derech for women to leave the house in that way. Okay. So Gemara now says, but the truth is kitanai. This is actually a machlokes tanayim. How do I know? Amoni v'lo amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, what's the drasha? The drasha is, Amoni na Moavi, Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Fine, the men and not the women. Rishimon Omer, Al-Dvar shel okid waschem b'lachem v'mayim, Darkosha ish, l'kadeim, etc. So he said, so Rabbi Shimon said, no, a different drasha. What's the drasha? From the other pasuk. From the pasuk that says, it's because they didn't come out, right? B'lechem of Mayim, and that's the derech of men and not the derech of women, so the women are not held accountable, and that's why they are off the hook, and only the men are excluded from the cow. Okay. Darish Rava. So some more drushas now from Rava. So Rava made a drasha. Ma'ay dechzeh, what does the pasuk mean? Pitachta lemosarai. I was saying in the Tehillim, Pitach Lamosarai. So what does that mean? Pitach Lamosarai, literally translated, just means that you've opened up, you've released my the straps of my yoke, right? The yoke is the thing you put on the backs of the animals when you want them to plow. So you release the straps, so then the yoke will fall off. So Pitach Lamosarai, what does it mean that Hashem releases our yoke? So Lachor means that we depend on Him only, not anybody else. But what they want to say, a drasha, what's the drasha? So Amr David, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said, Tiflein HaShem, right? David wrote this parak of Tehillim. Ribono Shel Olam, Shnei Mosros Shahayu Alai Pitachtam. And there were two straps of my yoke that were kind of like weighing on me in a certain sense, right? And you opened them up, right? Rusa Moavia V'Na'ama Na'ama Amonis, right? The two individuals, one is, right, Rusa Moavia, which is his grandmother, and Na'ama Ha'amonis, right? And Na'ama Ha'amonis was married Shlomo HaMelech, right? And she becomes the mother of Rechavam, who becomes the king. So both of those individuals, it was very helpful for David, in both one for him and one for his grandson, and for his son and the grandson, that they that this drasha opened them up. Darish Rava, so Rava made another drasha. My deceive. Rabos Asisa Ata Hashem Elokai Niflaosa Machshavosecha Eleinu. Right, that Hashem, you've done so many things. My God, who does these wonders and the way, you know, your wonders and your thoughts to in our direction. What's he referring to? Another parak in Tehillim. So Eli Lo Nemar Ela Eleinu. He didn't just say Machshavosecha Eli, which would be for me, meaning like you helped me, but rather to us. What are we talking about? Malamid Shai Rechavam Yoshev Bechek Al Shadavid. Rechavam, before he was before he became the king, was a baby. And he was sitting in David's lap. Amar Lo, and he said, Alai V'alech, he says to Rechavam, who's the baby, sitting on his lap, Alai V'alech Hanem Rushtei Mikros Halalu. These two psukim, so they helped the two of us. Right? The two of us are both helped out because of these drashas. So Darash Rav, my Siv, Az Amarti, Hine Bati Megillas Sefer, Kasuv Alai. What does it mean? The pasuk says that now I said I arrived now in a scroll which is written about me. Amar David Ani Amati Ata Basi V'Le'adati Shemegilas Sefer Kasuv Alai. I'm saying now that now I'm coming, but I didn't know that you would be written about me. I would be written about in the sefer already. What's that? Hasam Ksiv Hanim Tzos. And when it refers to the Benos Lot, right? So they are. That when they are, when Lot is referring to them, he talks about his daughters who are nimtzos, who are in his house, and that's how Lot refers to them. These and the Benos Lot are the mothers of Moav and Ammon, right? Moav, Me'av, Ammon, from my father, right, from my nation. So they're the mothers of Ammon and Moab, and Ksin and Hachaksiv Matsasi, right? David Avi Avdi B'Shem and Kachi Meshachtiv. Right, it says about David Melach again that he was Nimsa, he was found. I found David, B'Shem and Kachi, and with my oil I anointed him. So again, the same thing. He's saying, see, you're even like referencing me because the language of matzah and matzah, both by Bnos Lot and by me. So you're connecting us in a certain way, right? That eventually that which would happen with the Bnos Lot would end up coming back to David HaMelech, that he would become the king because of them. Fine. So we're going to start. We'll just start for 1 second, just to show you where we're going to head. Then we'll have to pull back. Amar Ula, Amar Yochanan, Bas Ger Amoni, Ksheir Lakuna. So Ula says, now we've made all of our drushes here, so now we're going to talk about some halachas related to the Amoni. So Ula says, in the name of Yochanan, the daughter of an Amoni Ger is allowed to marry a Kohen. Okay, so we're going to have to talk. We're going to see a conversation about Gerim, the children of Gerim becoming able to marry Kohanim, etc. So Amalei Rava Barula Leula Keman. So Rava Barula says, well, who's this like? Because there's a machlokas in this issue. Ikri Rabbi Yehuda, and this is a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to see and Rav Yossi about how you deal with the children of Gerim in general, not Ger Amoni per se, but just Gerim in general. So Ikri Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say it like Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Amar Bas Ger Zachar Ke Bas Chalal Zachar. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said, right, that the daughter of a ger is like the daughter of a halal. Right? So the daughter of a halal is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So he equates the two. And he says, just like a halal, a Kohen who marries a Gioris, for example, right? And they have a child, he was the daughter. He was the product of his father was a Kohen who married a Gioris, and he was a halal. So he goes ahead, and he and his child is also a halal. So they want to argue. Rabbi Yehuda argues that the daughter of a ger, right, is the same thing. The daughter of a ger is the same status as the daughter of a halal, which means they're like a halal. Right? They have the same status. They're also levo bakal. V'ikra b'yosi. So meaning, so that's a hard argument, right? Meaning that's what you want to say here. That wouldn't be correct because the ger amoni chalal should be the same thing. V'ikra b'yosi. Meaning, so that's one reason to say that this is too mekel. This is too lenient because. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't agree with this. Vik Rabbi Yossi, right? But if you're telling me like Rabbi Yossi that she's allowed to marry a Kohen, that's obvious. Pshita, why? Ha'amar af ger shenasa giyores vidok sher lakuna. Rabbi Yossi holds that if a ger marries a giyores, right? Well, a man converts to Judaism, a woman converts to Judaism, they have a child. That child is 1,000%, mutaris levo bakal and mutaris to marry a Kohen. So if that's true, then I don't know who you're talking, who you like. If you like Rabbi Yehuda, you should be wrong. And if you're like Rabbi Yossi, then you're not telling me any chiddush. You're not telling me anything that I didn't know before. So we'll pick up from here tomorrow.